Buying a premium mattress online can honestly feel like a pretty high-stakes guessing game.
Oh, absolutely. It really
I
can.
mean, you were just looking at a screen, staring at these little cross-sections of foam, and just hoping you don't wake up a week later with a stiff lower back or, a numb shoulder.
Right, or waking up completely drenched in sweat.
Exactly, because waking up in pain doesn't just ruin your night. It sets this negative baseline for your entire morning, like before your feet even hit the floor.
Yeah, it basically forces your body to spend the first 2 hours of the day just recovering from the very thing that was supposed to help you recover,
Right.
which is exactly why getting the engineering right matters so much.
Welcome to another episode of the Mattress Advisory Podcast. Today we are doing a deep dive into a massive stack of architectural specs, thermal imaging data, and real-world sleeper logs. We are trying to demystify two absolute titans in the luxury hybrid space.
We are looking at the Nola Evolution 15-inch and the Helix Dawn Luxe.
Two very heavy hitters. And a quick heads up for you before we pull apart these cross sections. We actually linked the full source materials in the article for this episode, along with an exclusive discount code.
Yeah, definitely check those out.
So if we manage to help you find your perfect match today, make sure to claim that offer before you make any final purchasing decisions. But let's just jump right in.
Sounds good. We are looking at two beds designed to solve the exact same problems, right? Poor spinal alignment, pressure buildup, constant tossing and turning.
Yeah.
But they go about solving those structural issues using, honestly, completely different philosophies of physics and engineering.
Well, we have to unpack the foundational architecture first because hybrid mattress is a term that just gets thrown around a lot.
It really does. It's everywhere.
At its core, a hybrid just means combining comfort foam layers on the top with a supportive coil system on the bottom. But the specific execution here is radically different. I was looking through the material specs, and honestly, the best analogy for this is an automotive one.
Okay, I like that. Let's hear it.
So, the Nola Evolution 15-inch is built like a luxury SUV. It's incredibly tall, it has these heavy layers of cushioning, it absorbs every bump in the road, and it's highly adaptable.
Right, whereas the Helix Dawn Luxe is built more like a high-performance sports car seat.
Yes, exactly.
It's engineered for structured, highly rigid support. The structural breakdown of the layers reinforces that SUV comparison perfectly for the Nola. I mean, let's look inside it. It boasts a massive 15-inch profile.
Which is huge for a mattress.
It is. And they are using those 15 inches to build a system for progressive body contouring. You start with a plush Euro topper, which is essentially an integrated pillow.
Right.
Underneath that is a layer of quilted foam, followed by what they call air foam luxe, and then a layer of gel swirl foam. And all of this sits over their zoned ascension coils.
Okay, let's translate some of this marketing jargon into physical reality for a second.
Sure.
When we say progressive body contouring, we're really talking about how the bed reacts to gravity and mass, right?
Yeah.
The mattress is built to cradle you, but in stages. So the top 2 inches are incredibly low density, meaning they yield immediately.
Right, which allows the widest, heaviest parts of you, like your shoulders and your hips, to sink in without hitting a hard barrier.
Exactly. But as your weight presses deeper, it meets the ever-adapt transition foam, which is higher density. The resistance actually increases the heavier you are, or the deeper you sink.
Yeah, it stops your spine from dropping out of alignment while still giving you that deep hug. The bed is basically adapting to your specific geometric shape.
Wow, okay.
Now, contrast that deep progressive yielding with the Helix Dawn Luxe. The Helix comes in slightly shorter at a 13.5-inch profile.
Okay.
It stacks gel memory foam and supreme support memory foam over an optional Ergo Align layer. And the why behind this specific foam stack is crucial.
Because it's trying to do something totally different.
Right. Where the Nola is engineered to cradle and envelop you, the Helix is engineered to lift and align you.
Living the line. Got it.
The Helix uses its proprietary responsive foam to create a much higher surface tension. It prioritizes keeping you basically on top of the mattress rather than in it. It strictly limits excess sinkage.
Which brings us to a major divergence in the data regarding firmness options. And I mean, this is usually the first big deciding factor for anyone shopping.
Oh, absolutely.
So the Nola gives you three different firmness levels to choose from. You can order it in plush, which our sources rate as a 4.5 out of 10 on the firmness scale. You can get luxury firm sitting at a 5.5, or you can get firm, which sits around a 7.5.
So you get to customize the initial surface tension.
Exactly. But the Helix Dawn Lux takes a completely uncompromising approach. It is strictly a firm 8 out of 10.
Yeah, there are no other options for this specific model.
None. The engineers basically decided this bed needs to be highly rigid to achieve its goals. But here's where I want to play devil's advocate, just based on some of the sleeper logs we reviewed.
Okay, lay it on me.
If I am a combination sleeper, meaning I move around a lot, right? I start on my back, but inevitably I roll onto my side in the middle of the night, won't a firm 8 out of 10 mattress like the Helix cause major issues?
Why do you say that?
Well, if I'm on my side, my entire body weight is resting on the really small surface area of my shoulder and my hip.
Yeah, the biomechanical data confirms that suspicion entirely, actually.
Really?
Yeah. The Helix Dawn Lux is explicitly not recommended for strict side sleepers, or even active combo sleepers who spend a lot of time on their side.
Because it just doesn't give enough.
Exactly. When you sleep on an 8 out of 10 firmness level on your side, the surface tension is simply too high. The foam will not give way enough for your shoulder to sink in.
So it just pushes back.
Right. Your shoulder gets jammed upward into your rotator cuff, which restricts blood flow and capillary action. That is exactly why people wake up with a dead arm or a stiff neck. Your spine is forced into an unnatural upward curve.
Ouch. So the Helix's rigid 8 out of 10 is actually a highly specialized tool. Who is it actually for, then?
It is an absolute biomechanical champion for back and stomach sleepers.
Okay, why stomach sleepers?
Let's look at the physics of sleeping on your stomach. The heaviest part of the human body is the pelvic region. If your hips sink deeply into a plush mattress while you are on your stomach, your lower back bows downward into a U-shape.
Oh, like the hammock effect.
Exactly, the hammock effect. This hyperextends the lumbar spine and is a massive driver of chronic lower back pain.
That makes sense.
The Helix prevents this entirely. The minimal sinkage keeps the hips elevated. Plus, it incorporates that optional ergo-align layer and individually wrapped coils that are zoned.
Zoned meaning, what does that mean exactly?
It means the steel coils under the middle third of the bed are actually thicker and stiffer than the coils at the head and foot. It actively pushes back against your pelvis to keep the spine perfectly neutral.
So it is actively fighting gravity to protect your lumbar curve. Okay, so if the Helix claims the domain of the strict back and stomach sleepers who need that rigid elevated support, the NOLA evolution really takes the crown for the side and combo sleepers.
Yeah, largely because of that progressive contouring we dissected earlier. The NOLA's thick transition foams create moderate, controlled sinkage.
Right.
A combination sleeper can roll onto their side, and the mattress immediately adapts, letting the shoulder and hip drop just enough to align the spine.
But then when they roll back onto their back,
the zoned coils deeper in the mattress still provide the necessary upward lift for the lumbar region. The 15 inches of material just give the bed the physical space it needs to be versatile.
We should probably also address heavier sleepers, because body mass dramatically changes how a mattress performs.
Oh, without a doubt.
Our sources note that both of these beds are over-engineered enough to support 250 to 300 pounds per sleeper without premature sagging.
Yeah, the heavy-duty construction handles weight beautifully, but the positional rules we just talked about, they get heavily amplified.
How so?
Well, a heavier side sleeper will greatly benefit from the massive 15-inch profile of the NOLA. Because there is so much high-density foam to travel through before your body hits the steel coils, you won't bottom out and create a massive pressure point on your hip.
That makes a lot of sense.
Conversely, a heavier back or stomach sleeper will absolutely need the extreme upward push of the Helix Dawn Lux. Extra weight means gravity is pulling harder on the hips, so you need that 8 out of 10 firmness to ensure you stay elevated on top of the mattress.
Got it. Okay, let's shift gears from skeletal alignment to the actual nightly environment. Because, I mean, a perfectly straight spine is completely useless if you are waking up in a pool of sweat.
Exactly. Or if you are jolted awake every single time your partner gets out of bed to get a glass of water.
Yes. Temperature regulation and kinetic motion transfer.
Yeah.
These are the two, like, silent variables that dictate whether you actually hit deep, restorative REM sleep.
Totally agree.
So let's tackle the thermal physics first. Because again, NOLA and Helix take completely different engineering routes here. The best way I could visualize this when I was reading the specs, NOLA's cooling approach is like opening all the windows in your house to create a cross breeze.
Right, passive ventilation.
Yeah. And Helix's approach is like just turning on a high-powered AC unit.
That is a great way to look at it. Let's break down the NOLA's open window mechanism first. Foam, by its very nature, is an insulator. It traps body heat.
Right, which is why older memory foam slept so hot.
Exactly. So NOLA focused aggressively on structural airflow. It starts with a highly breathable organic cotton cover, or they have an optional Glaciotex upgrade. But the real engineering is inside. They use perforated foams.
So they're literally punching physical channels through the layers.
Yes, literally punching holes so hot air has somewhere to go. But the most fascinating feature is the air breath heat escape gusset.
Wait, a gusset? I usually hear that word in relation to, like, tailoring a shirt or maybe a tent.
Yeah, well, the mechanical principle is the same. It is a wide, physical mesh ventilation strip running continuously around the perimeter of the mattress. Think of the mattress like a giant bellows.
Okay.
When your body heat warms up the air trapped inside the foam cells and you roll over or compress the bed, you are physically squeezing the mattress. That hot air needs an exit.
Right.
Instead of pushing back up into your skin, the gusset gives it a dedicated lateral exit route. You are literally pumping the hot air out the sides of the bed every time you move.
That is brilliant, actually. You're using your own kinetic energy to power the ventilation system.
Exactly.
Now, what about the Helix? You mentioned it functions more like an AC unit.
Yeah, the Helix utilizes a tensile cover, which is incredibly moisture wicking, or a Glaciotex cover combined with an optional cool force layer. And this relies on the physics of thermal conductivity rather than just airflow.
Thermal conductivity.
Yeah. Glaciotex and cool force materials use fibers engineered with extremely high thermal conductivity.
Okay, to put that in perspective for you listening, think about stepping out of the shower. If you put one bare foot on a fluffy bath rug and the other on a ceramic tile, the tile feels freezing cold.
Right.
But they're actually the exact same room temperature. The tile only feels cold because ceramic has high thermal conductivity. It rapidly steals the heat away from your skin.
Exactly.
But the rug is an insulator, so the heat stays trapped at your foot.
That is exactly how the Helix's active cooling works. The surface of the bed rapidly pulls the thermal energy away from your body and absorbs it into the gel memory foam layer below.
And what happens to the heat then?
Well, gel memory foam incorporates phase change materials, often microencapsulated cooling beads, that absorb heat until they reach capacity. And both the NOLA and the Helix methods work exceptionally well because, as hybrids, their coil systems naturally leave massive pockets of embryo air in the base of the bed for heat to dissipate into.
But our data suggests NOLA has a slight edge for the extremely hot sleepers.
Right. It does. Because NOLA relies on that multi-layered structural ventilation and the physical bellows effect of the gusset, it handles continuous extreme heat buildup over an 8-hour period just a bit better.
Okay.
The firmer, denser memory foams of the Helix, while highly conductive at first, might retain just a fraction more heat deep in the night if you naturally run like a furnace.
Good to know. Let's move from heat to motion, sharing the bed. The sources highlight that both of these beds are excellent for couples, but how do they actually isolate motion so you don't feel your partner rolling over?
Motion isolation is simply the management of kinetic energy. In the NOLA, you are relying on acoustic and kinetic dampening. You have 15 inches of material, right?
Yeah, that's a lot of foam.
Much of it is thick, specialized polyurethane foam. When your partner drops their weight into the bed, that kinetic energy wave has to try to travel across the mattress to reach you. But the open cell structure of the Air Foam Lux and the Ever Adapt foam essentially eats the vibration.
So it just absorbs it.
Yeah, the energy is absorbed and dispersed downward into the bed long before it can travel laterally across the surface.
And the Helix manages kinetic energy mechanically, right down in the coil system.
Exactly. The Helix uses individually wrapped, pocketed coils. In an old school inner spring mattress, all the springs were tied together with a continuous steel wire.
Right, they were all connected.
If you push down on one side, the wire pulled down the springs on the other side. It was a giant web. But in the Helix, each steel coil is sealed in its own independent fabric pocket. They aren't tied together at all.
Oh, wow.
Compressing one side of the bed physically cannot pull down the coils on the other side. The independent movement stops the energy transfer cold.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I also want to quickly spotlight edge support because, man, nothing shrinks a queen-size bed faster than feeling like you're going to slide onto the floor if you roll too close to the edge.
Oh, absolutely. It's the worst.
Yeah. Both of these beds utilize reinforced edges. They use higher gauge, stiffer steel coils around the entire perimeter, which maximizes the usable surface area, giving you a sturdy structural wall to push against rather than a sagging slope.
And that rigid edge, combined with the natural bounce of a hybrid coil system, makes both beds highly responsive.
Right, which our sources specifically note makes them excellent mattresses for sex. You are never fighting the foams to change positions. The bed works with you.
Yeah, it all comes back to surface tension and independent movement.
So let's transition to the logistics, the value, and the long game. We have matched the biomechanics to the sleep styles, but what does it actually look like to get these massive objects into your bedroom and, you know, live with them for the next decade?
This is where the physical reality of a luxury hybrid really sets in.
Because I have a major logistical concern based on the source warnings. A 15-inch mattress sounds incredible to sleep on, but a king-size version sounds impossibly heavy to move.
It's not light, I'll tell you that.
The text explicitly warns that Nola's thick build makes set up a serious two-person job. I mean, is navigating that up a narrow flight of stairs really worth the hassle?
Well, it is a significant piece of furniture, easily pushing past 100 pounds for the larger sizes. However, both companies utilize a bed-in-a-box delivery model.
Okay, so they compress it.
Exactly. They are hydraulically compressed, vacuum sealed in heavy plastic, and rolled into a cylinder. They ship directly to your door in a tall cardboard box. So navigating corners and stairs is highly manageable while it is still compressed in that cylindrical shape.
Right. But the golden rule here, do not puncture that plastic wrap until the rolled up mattress is actually sitting on your bed frame.
Yes, a critical piece of advice. The moment you introduce atmospheric pressure by cutting the plastic, the steel coils expand violently, the foams rapidly pull in air, and it transforms into a massive, rigid, unwieldy object in seconds.
You do not want that happening in the hallway.
Definitely not. Now, another logistical point we really must address is off-gassing. When you break that vacuum seal, there is a distinct new mattress smell.
Is that a chemical concern? I mean, we're breathing that air for 8 hours a night.
It is a totally common concern, but structurally harmless with these specific brands. Both use foams that are CertiPO US certified.
Okay, what does that mean exactly?
That is a third-party standard ensuring the foams are manufactured without ozone depleters, heavy metals, or formaldehyde. And they have extremely low volatile organic compound, or VOC, emissions.
So it's essentially the same physics as a new car smell. It's just the fresh synthetic materials releasing trapped air from the manufacturing process now that they're, you know, finally exposed to oxygen.
Exactly. And because both the Nola and the Helix are highly breathable hybrids with great airflow, those trapped VOCs dissipate very rapidly, usually clearing out entirely within 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, so you get it upstairs, you unroll it, it airs out, you sleep on it for a week.
Yeah.
What if your lower back is absolutely screaming because you confidently ordered an 8 out of 10 firmness and it turns out your body actually hates it?
That's a scary thought.
Right. These are expensive, premium tools. What are the safety nets here?
Well, the safety nets are actually built around human biology and muscle memory. Both Nola and Helix offer a 120-night sleep trial.
Oh, wow, that's a long time.
And this isn't just a marketing gimmick. It is biologically necessary. Think about it. If you've been sleeping on a sagging, worn-out mattress for the last 5 years, your body has actively compensated for it.
Like tensing up.
Yes. Your back muscles, your core, even your neck, they've all trained themselves to stay tense all night long to hold your spine together because the bed wasn't doing it for you.
I never actually thought about the muscular compensation like that.
Yeah.
Your body is basically playing defense while you sleep.
Exactly. So when you suddenly switch to a highly engineered zone support mattress like the Dawn Lux or the Evolution, your body literally doesn't know how to act.
It's still playing defense.
Right. You might actually ache for the first week or two. Your muscles have to literally learn to let go, to relax, and let the steel coils and the high-density foam do the heavy lifting. The 120-day trial gives your biology the necessary time to unlearn its bad habits and adapt to proper alignment.
And if it still hurts after that?
If, after 3 or 4 months, the physical reality just doesn't match your needs, you can return it for a refund.
Okay, that removes so much of the anxiety from the purchase. And looking at the longevity, both of these beds are backed by lifetime warranties.
Yes, they are.
That covers standard manufacturing defects, but far more importantly, it covers premature sagging. They are legally guaranteeing that the high-density foams and tempered steel coils we just spent 20 minutes analyzing are actually going to hold their architectural integrity.
It demonstrates an immense amount of corporate confidence in the physical durability of their materials.
Now, in terms of price and overall value, we are evaluating two premium items here. But the data does show a slight divergence.
It does.
The NOLA Evolution generally sits at a slightly higher price point, which, you know, logically tracks when you consider you are paying for a massive 15 inches of material, multiple proprietary transition foams, the complicated ventilation gusset, and the manufacturing overhead of offering three distinct firmness profiles.
Yeah, that all adds up.
Meanwhile, the Helix, sitting at 13.5 inches with a single highly focused firmness profile, tends to be slightly more affordable depending on the current promotions.
Right, but the true value calculation shouldn't just be about the volume of materials. It really comes down to utility.
How do you mean?
Well, if you are a strict stomach sleeper, paying extra for the NOLA's thick, plush, progressive contouring is a total waste of money because your skeleton physically does not need it. In fact, it might actually hurt you. You need the firm, stabilizing surface tension of the Helix.
So the value is found in how perfectly the engineering maps to your specific biology.
Precisely. And if we pull back and look at the broader implications of all this data, it really forces a reevaluation of how we interact with our sleep environment as a whole.
I totally agree. So what is the ultimate takeaway for the listener today?
I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over tonight. Ask yourself, is your current mattress forcing your body to adapt to it rather than the mattress adapting to you?
That is a really good question.
We constantly internalize our sleep issues. We blame ourselves. We think we are too stressed from work. We drank an espresso too late in the afternoon. Or we are just genetically bad sleepers.
Right, we've all been there.
But what if your poor sleep is simply a symptom of fighting your bed's architecture every single night? If you are a side sleeper trying to survive on a rigid, extra firm bed, or a back sleeper whose hips are sinking into a worn out crater of old foam, your muscles are performing manual labor for 8 hours straight just to keep your spine safe.
That is such a profound shift in perspective. You shouldn't have to fight your furniture just to get some rest.
A mattress is not just a soft rectangle on the floor. It is a highly engineered biomechanical tool designed to take the physical burden off your muscles so your central nervous system can finally shut down and recover.
And that is exactly why we tear apart these specs on the deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help you find the precise tool that works with your body instead of against it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us for this architectural breakdown. Before you go, I want to remind you one last time to check out the links in the article for this episode. You can review all the specs we discussed today, and more importantly, you can claim that exclusive discount code to save some serious money when you decide between the NOLA and the Helix. Take care of your spine, and we will catch you on the next deep dive.